Thank you, Greg. What an honor and pleasure it is for me to be backstage with Concertmaster David Kim. David, congratulations. That was a gorgeous performance.
Thank you, Deborah. I'm just so glad to get that one behind me. It's always big pressure to play with the Philadelphia Orchestra.
In an unusual piece, the Chanson Poème, it's very bold, but it's not your typical bravura showpiece. What makes it so compelling for you to play as a soloist?
I find it actually challenging to play because Chanson orchestrated it, meaning the orchestra part is very heavy and thick, and yet the music itself is very floating and gorgeous and transcendent. And so I'm trying to create this beautiful kind of Gallic sound, let the sound soar effortlessly, and yet I'm trying to also project through this thick orchestration.
Ernest Chanson himself was a very interesting character. I understand he started out as a lawyer.
Yeah, he became a lawyer, and then finally, you know, while he was practicing law, he just made a decision. He said, you know, I just want to do what I love. At that point, he made the change and started composing. Yeah, he had an amazing life. He had got married and had 5 children, and then just died absolutely suddenly. He was riding a bicycle downhill, and he ran right into a brick wall and died instantly.
You've been concertmaster of the Philadelphia Orchestra for almost 20 years, David, but you still find time to concertize and teach around the world and in some unusual places, including the Grand Ole Opry last season. What was it like playing in the most famous country music hall?
Oh, it was thrilling. From the very moment you walk backstage and the dressing rooms are completely decked out with memorabilia, and it's really like walking into a museum of country music.
Was the audience really different?
Well, it was incredibly enthusiastic audience. It's completely out of my comfort zone, some of that music, but I think they appreciate it, and I just give it everything to try to not hold back.
Tell me about the David Kim Institute at Cairns University. Is that something new that you've started?
Yes, it's called the David Kim Orchestral Institute. I just decided that not to make an elite, but a kind of broad-based kind of one-week festival during the summer so that young people of all levels and all ages could come to Philadelphia and learn about many different aspects of preparing for an orchestral audition, as it were. It's something that is near and dear to my heart. This will be our 4th year. It takes place in Langhorne at Cairns University, which is a small Christian college north of Philadelphia. And it's been a wonderful home for us.
And speaking of education and bringing lots of different people together, you're concertmaster of the All-Star Orchestra, the Emmy-winning orchestra that broadcasts on PBS. It's won 6 Emmys, and its mission is to educate people about classical music online. They also partner with the Khan Online Academy, and your video for the Khan Academy is just terrific, by the way. Why is it important for you to have a presence in a group like the All-Star Orchestra?
It is really more about giving classical music, the gift of classical music, to the next generation than it is about American orchestral musicians having another opportunity to play somewhere. But in getting to that end point, it's a real labor of love. There are classical musicians and colleagues from American orchestras coast to coast, and all the great orchestras are represented. We have an entire curriculum that is designed to go along with the videos. We get together about once every 2 years and record using all the engineers from Live from Lincoln Center. It's a tremendous undertaking and costs millions of dollars, and yet we have wonderful benefactors who are along with us on this mission.
And it is absolutely high level, and of course, they're very lucky to have you as Concertmaster, David, as we are here in Philadelphia. Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Deb.